Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for all of us. Shalom aleichem, schuss. First of all, it's Rosh Hashanah Mordechai, or Rosh Hashanah Mordechai, and the Krat Kashlit, the Haim, Uchala Nilvim Eleihem, Yigal Ben Ula, Rachel Baz Gula, and the Mishmas Aram Yag Shachna, Mar Sess of Estru, Chas of Yom Asad, the Chas of Mer Zev. And we're going to be continuing our study of the Sfas Emes on Sukkah. The Sukkah reminds us that man can go from the lowest depths to the highest peaks in moments. When did we first hear the term Sukkahs? When the Anani HaKavod descended over the Jews, the Torah describes this moment as the Jews journeying from Ramses to Sukkos. So it's not only a journey from one place to another, but in Hasidus they take the Ruchnius, the Gashmius, and they turn it into Ruchnius. So it is a rapid spiritual metamorphosis from slavery, where the Jews were enslaved, to the Shmira of the Anani HaKavod, the Aliyah to the Anani HaKavod, which is Sukkos. So that's what Sukkos is about. It's going from the depths of the Ramses of the Avdus to the Cheirus. The Esa Eschan al Kanfei Nisharim, that I will lift you on evil eagles' wings. We go from slavery, from Avdus, to this great level of Kanfei Nisharim, of eagles' wings. Sukkah can mean a hut. It can also mean to gaze, socheh, to look into the future. So that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to look beyond the present and see ourselves in a deeper way, the world in a deeper way. Se'eno re'ena, as Shlomo HaMelech said in Shir HaShirim, go out and behold. Go out of your physical home and behold Hashem's greatness. Lech lecha me'artzicha. That's talking to all of us. He tells us to follow Hashem. Sukkah z'diras aroi. We think we have permanent possessions, and it tells us that it's the Yikar is the Ruchnius. This world is only temporary. So let's be Ma'ayan inside the Sfas Emes, what he writes in the year Tof Reish Mem Aleph. Omer Rabbeinu, Sukkos Teishu Shivas Yomim L'man Yedu Dorasechem Ki Sukkos Hoshavti. You should sit in a sukkah for 7 days in order the generation should know that I placed you in Sukkos Inyan. Dichtive Ve'asai Eschem Al Kanfei Nisharim. I lifted you on eagle's wings. Piresh Rashi Shinemar Al Shinesu B'Sha'acha Me Ramses V'Sukkos. Because they went in one moment from Ramses. They traveled from Ramses to Sukkos. That's the Ve'asai Eschem Al Kanfei Nisharim. Zayom Shabbo Yisrael Ramses, Rashi writes, Sheim Ufuzarim B'chol Eretz Goshen. They're all scattered around Goshen, they come to Ramses, and then when they go travel, Nikbetzu Kulam, they went all to Ramses. And then from Ramses, they went quickly to Sukkos. It says, Ramses Sukkosa was 120 mil, Boshem Lefishal, and they came there very, very quickly. Went from Goshen to Ramses to Sukkos. Perishenu al piyatev echnev shenefu sha'achad. Meyoysim avodim v'paroi. Meyoys nimshach achar anoni kvoidu yizbore. And one moment they went from being avodim to paro to following after the clouds of glory of God. Being on this high level of ruchnis. V'zeh chesed godol. And this is a great chesed. V'sukkos hoshavti bo'etzi. I placed you in Sukkos when I took you out of Mitzrayim. In other words, you went to the Anani HaKavod quickly. You went to the level of Sukkos, of being under God's great glory. Shmois Tofresh Membeis writes Rabbeinu, Hashem Yisbaruch Hashivu Kiyah Imach, Otsiacha V'Hainu. What did God answer Moshe? the snare. He said to him, I'm going to be with you when you take this nation out of Mitzrayim, you're going to serve God on this mountain. It's like it says in Isaiah 62. Darkness covers the earth. You're going to go to Gullus, and you're going to change for the good, and you're going to be on the level of Har Sinai. Like it says in the Pasuk, V'eseschem al-kanfei nesham sh'ovim mehirus miramses to Sukkos. It went very quickly from Ramses to Sukkos. Kol remez al-madregot sh'nevchu k'regel yos ha'nashim acherim. They became different people. We continue with Divrei Rabbeinu, K'mo kein na'aseh mizeh b'chol shana, achar Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kippurim sh'negolim mi'yetzer hara. So every year this happens. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're redeemed from the Yetzer Hara. And then we have that capacity to go under God's shadow so quickly, so rapidly. We have Rishus to sit in God's shadow, to go into God's home. That's what it says. God opens up the gate. Those who knock and do tshuva, Hashem Yitzbarach Nosim Yomim Eila, Simcha of Neitzel, God gives us Simcha. Moshkosu Mismach them, by day mitzis da'al aminim, Shem Yavim Simcha, ki ba'al abai tzarech l'kabel arech v'sev v'panam yafis. Through the mitzvah of Da'al Minim, the Pasuk says that you should take the Da'al Minim and be the Simcha. L'kachtem l'chem b'yom harishon p'ri etz hader kapos tamarim v'smachtem l'fnei Hashem l'keichem. The Abar Benel writes, v'amar v'smachtem l'fnei Hashem shivas yamin, v'hagit shekulim yu yamei simcha, yim oisem arba minim shizachar. With those four meaning, Pri Etz Hadar, Esrog, Shapiro, Adar, V'yofim, Samech, Alev. First you have the Etz Hadar, you have the beautiful smelling Esrog, gorgeous, it makes your heart happy. And then the Kapas Tamar, Mashem Yimcha Uchaf, Shigamu Hadar, Samech, Alev. Right at the trees, clap to Hashem. Chol Atzei Asada Yimcha Uchaf. So that's the Kapas Tamarim, the palm tree. It's also Hadar Mesameach Lev. Anaf Eitz Avos, who Eitz Shanaf of Avosim, who Hadas. We have many leaves on this Hadas. It's also Mesameach Lev. The Arvei Nachal, it's Gedelem Alamayim, Fishalahoy Ben Mitzrayim, they didn't have flowing rivers in Mitzrayim. So this is Gadol Alamayim, we get to Eretz Yisrael. We're going to be happy with our Ravis, we're in this land of many rivers, lakes. Should be happy in front of Hashem 7 days in his Beis HaMikdash. Should praise him. We see in the Chinuch Mitzvah Shin Chav Dalet that Mitzad HaTev, the Arba Minim, Ram Nisameach. And then Sfas Emes writes, Rabbeinu writes, Ki ba'al habayit tzarech l'kabel arech b'sev upanam yafis. It says in Ovis, Havim ha'kabel kol adam b'sev upanam yafis. Kishta machnis orchim, don't give them the tiv v'panecha kfushas v'karka, your heads in the ground. Give b'simcha. Filu nosem kol matonis shebo'al ma'alam lov kilu nosem klum. You give all the matonis. It's like you gave nothing. Just keep giving and giving. Mande mazmin orcha, it says in the Zohar Kaddish. Bailach zolei chidu va'an v'nihir, and you have to give him a grace shmeichel, and your machnes orchim. So God is mekabalas b'sev v'panam yafas in his sukkah. U'ksiv asher eshvei b'isecha. Fortunate are those who sit in your house, who b'sukkah, which is called Beis Hashemakom, that's God's house. Shechol shem shemayim ala sukkah, like this Vasem is called so many times. That God's name is chal on the sukkah. It's called Hashem. Sukkos al Hashem, Shem Shemaim, Zan Sukkah Od, Yihaluch HaSela. So we're sitting in your house, we're fortunate, and then we praise you. Haydi Alulav. Shechom lehalel v'lashir lefana b'simcha. That's the lulav that we shake. We say halel. We praise. Like it says in Shir HaTov Tehillim Kuf Beis, Malahem lasos lika chadas v'lulav v'lehalel v'yischa. Shenem Rav Nivra Yehaleluya. We're supposed to take the Aruminim and praise Hashem. The nation is created that praises you. Yerushalmi in Sukkah 3:1 Yavish Pasul. Why? Because Vamesim Yehaleluya. Because it's like dead. When it's dry, it's dead. So it can't praise you. Yom Noraim Kashil into Asimcha Lo Be'ezer Elyon. Yom Noraim, the awesome days, the scary days, the fearful days. How are we going to find Simcha? Hashem gives it to us. Son Yireav Yaseh, he does the will of those who fear him. You may sukkas or you may simcha v'ratzin. These are days of ratzin. Since we had a year during the Yom Noraim, now we have days of ratzin of simcha mitzad Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Chasiv poisechas yadecho mespiro cholchai ratzin. Shal ratzin mishleim v'sanefesh. Kufi hatshuka. What is nefesh? Nefesh is ratzin. Yesh is nafshich. So that's the ratzin is the nefesh. The more desire you have, the more simcha you have, the more ratzin, the more you're able to accept. And in Rosh Hashanah we all have a new chiyus. So we have a new chiyus in Rosh Hashanah, and now we have ratzin, because we have a tshuka, we have this desire to get close to God. It says in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah 11a, L'data Nivri, that the creation was asked if it wants to be created, and it said yes. Like Rashi there writes, Shalu Emhem Chafetim Libarat Svamorheim, want to be created, they said yes. So these are the days of Chachas Abriya, and therefore it's also Chachas HaRatzah. So this is a time of new Ratzah of Hashem, to give and give and give. And we have to be Kalim to be Makabal. Ritzon Yirev Yasi. We have a lot of Pachad, we have a lot of Yira. And therefore, Hashem is going to do our ratzon, and He's going to give us simcha with ratzon. And because of this, Ves Shavasim Yishma V'Yoshiyim, these are days of Yeshua. Like we say, Sha'afte Mayim V'Sason, draw water with joy, Mimayinei HaYeshua. David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, Ori Rosh Hashanah, Yeshua is Yom Kippur. So from the springs of Yeshua of Yom Kippur, we have Bishaftim, we draw the waters of Sukkot. It's one Hemshech. So Ritzon Yirev Yasi, we have this great Yira and Yom Noraim. So therefore Hashem is going to do our will. And Mimele, as Shavasam Yishma V'Yoshem, we're going to be saved. These days are going to be days of Yeshua. A related shtickel and tough ration and Dalid. Right, 1894, Ksiv, Leman Yedu Dor 83, Leman Yedu Dor 93, Leman Yedu Dor Seichem, Ki Besukos Hashavti, Shiatsanu Mitzrayim, Haya Birtsoni, Zbarach Lias Nisalim Kamalachim. When we're out of Egypt, God wanted us to be elevated like angels. As it says, Yatsu Tzivus Hashem, the hosts of Hashem went out of Egypt. So God wanted to give us the Beis Hamikdash. We went out. God wanted to be like Malachim. We're called Tzivus Hashem. He wanted to give us the Beis Hamikdash, but the sin caused us now that we weren't Zeiche. Like it says in the Zohar Kaddish. Because we got angry in the midbar, midargizu kame b'madbar misu, and only afterwards we came to Eretz Yisrael and we had to build the mikdash ourselves. But God wanted it to be miraculous. Kamo shi'is b'medrash b'shalach v'lo nacham b'derech eretz rak l'malam and ateva. You don't want to take us derech eretz plishtim. You don't want to wait in the way of the land. You wanted to take us above nature. Beautiful medrash, sounds like a chassidish sefer. V'chol ma shehaya levnei Yisrael pam achas nisham izeh rishim ledaris. Whatever we had once remains ledaris. V'chol ne'adei tshuva lachter lezaysa madrega tshuva. We can return to this madrega. Kifar utziu mikoch alapol zesa madrega. We already actualized this madrega. L'chein achri yemei tshuva yezecha madrega arishayna. So after tshuva, we have the zecha to the original madrega. And we can get so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yikar sukkos hu skarvis eilav. The Iker of Sukkot is getting close to Hashem, Yisbarach Shemal. And when Shekosu Batem recently, Esa Samakam Fein Hashem V'Yitzchem Eilai, I brought you on eagle's wings, like we spoke about before in the previous shtickle. Shabo Me Ramses to Sukkot Geherif Ayin. We went from Ramses to Sukkot, and like the blink of an eye, Sukkot Meloshin Soiche Beruach HaKodesh. Sukkot is a lotion of being, of seeing Beruach HaKodesh. As it says, Senu re'ena batarash itu lo'im v'yom chasim. So go out and see. What does that mean, go out and see? V'humi shi yochol lotzeis min ha-teva v'agashmas. That's the Senu re'ena. Senu re'ena is to see beyond the gashmas. Look at the glory of Hashem. Like it says by Avram Avinu, to go out of his land. So you have to go out sometimes. You have to go out of this world. Go see beyond the physical world. It says in the Parashat Shemini, Tafrei Samach, writes Rabbeinu, V'yavshu liris p'nei Hashem ad sheyotzim min ha-tev. The only way to see p'nei Hashem is to go out of nature. First go out and then you'll be able to see. ובאמס הרבה מדרגות יש בעניין זה וכל אחד ממה שיוצא מן הטבע מסתן דיבור על השם לא צס מאב לעולם כך זריך לירוס אור התור והסגס הלוקוס למני מדרגס but to the extent that you're zריך to go out of teva and you have his nadvus, your lev, his misnadev his volunteers to Hashem to go out of the havolam of this world so to your zריך to see the light of Torah to get הסגס הלוקוס אחד המרבה ואחד המאמית Like with Zman of Mishkan, Otsiu Zeh B'Shleimus. In Zman of the Mishkan, we were Motsiu Zeh B'Shleimus, but Rezorcha, you go out of the Hevelei Olam, and you can see the glory of God even in this world. Visa B'Zora HaKadosh, and what it says, Lech Lecho Me'aretz Lecho, Me'lad Lecho, Beitza V'Yich L'Aretz Sher Reka, Choy Mechuiz V'Kir Shebo L'Kap Ne'e Melch, V'Sit Shere Ach Arkes. So there's always a Baskel that comes out and says to come and receive the face of the king. And what gets in the way? What gets in the way is the Sitra Achra, the dark side. And that's why the idea of Sukkah is to go out of nature, is to go out of your Diras Keva. So our job is to go from Ramses to Sukkahs, to have this Re'iyah, this Hastaklus, this Seicha. L'chein achar aseris yimei tshuva sukkah. After the 10 days of tshuva, we have sukkah. Asim shid yozak mishu shachet in the sukkah. So it shows that we were meritorious in our judgment, and we have sukkah. This is edus that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is accepting us in his house. He's going to smile at us. He's going to be a good ma'areach, good host. And it says in the future, Avodah Zarah 3a, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to test the umos with the mitzvah of sukkah, and he's going to take the sun out of its nartik, out of its sheath. And then the umos are just going to kick at the sukkah and say, we don't want this mitzvah. Because they're in the world of teva, we're supposed to go above teva. And then rezeicha to what it says, shemesh umogin Hashem Elokim. God is our sun and our shield. Ve'ikar ha-sukkah u'tikun ha-neshamos. So we're all roy, like it says in the Gemara, to sit in the sukkah. Sukkah is a time of the neshama, it's a time of ruchnius. So you can't get, it says that all the Jewish people are going to sit in the same sukkah. So how are you going to get the 13 million Jews? How are you you're going to get them all in the same sukkah? The answer is, it's a time of nefeshes. So when it comes to souls, all the souls are close to each other, so they can all fit in the sukkah. That's what the Baal HaTanya says famously in Perek Lamed Beis. How do you come? Look at their souls. We're all one soul. And we have a Guda Achas, all the different minim. Each min represents a different type of Jew. And we put them all together. But Shabbos, you don't need Lulav. Because Shabbos, we have Achdus. It's Yom HaDinishmas and Balav Gufa. Even without the Arba minim, we have Achdus. Even without the Arba minim, Shabbos is Razad Echa. Shabbos is unity. We don't need the Arba minim on Shabbos. But otherwise, we need the Arba minim to have to bring about this Achdus. Because Peirut comes from the Guf, and Achdus comes from the Neshama, and therefore, over inside the Neshama, Rorui and Leshe for Sukkah Achas. So we have two beautiful Shtiglach, Tafresh Mem Aleph, Tafresh Nun Dalid, and of course, there's so much more to say, so please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, Shalom.